So, Anthony, we're talking about Bitcoin. Now, you've invested in Bitcoin before.
Yeah, a bit.
Do you still invest a lot now?
I haven't recently.
Okay, so why did you stop?
I stopped because I was getting a little anxious about seeing my portfolio swing like in up and down by like five, six, $7,000 in a day, and I kind of decided that I would take out the money that I invested in it and just let my profits ride, basically.
Right. So basically, originally, then you were using Bitcoin for speculative purposes, right? Not to actually buy things. You weren't using it as a means to actually make transactions.
That is correct. I've only bought one thing with Bitcoin, and that was it's called a hardware wallet, which is basically, it looks like a USB stick, but it's a way to secure your funds.
So
But
do you think that in the future, we will have people using bitcoins more, like it's going to become a viable alternative to actually for commerce to pay for things.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think Bitcoin will be what we all use, but it's definitely, in my opinion, it's definitely the archetype for what is
It's a
coming.
pioneer,
Yes, the
yeah.
pioneering technology. There's going to be something that is similar to Bitcoin that we use as a digital payment system.
Yeah. So a lot of people are freaked out about Bitcoin. What are some reasons people are skeptical against it?
That's a good question. Well, one question that I've been asked before is who controls it? Everyone always wants to know who's in charge, right? Who's the CEO,
Yeah.
right? Because we're so conditioned to this kind of system. But that is the thing. And it's kind of scary for some people, but there is no control over it. It's a program at the end of the day, and there's no governing body. You know, there's no government organization that really has a say. I mean, specific governments will try to regulate the markets to a certain extent, but you know, at the end of the day, the power is in the hands of the people that use it, really. And as long as people use it, there will be some kind of value to it. Just as long as we use paper money, there's value to it. As long as it's exchanged, right?
Right, and some people have made some good points. For example, nobody foresaw the use of e-commerce or smartphones or social media, but these things adopted and ramped up quickly.
Yes.
So, do you think this could happen with these crypto technologies?
I
Is that the right way
think
to say it? Crypto technologies?
cryptocurrencies, yeah, or
Cryptocurrencies.
blockchain technologies. That
Blockchain
blockchain,
technology,
right?
okay.
I think it is. It's very rapid right now. It's kind of becoming a household word. Whereas when I first got into it, if I talked to someone about Bitcoin, they would look at me like I was crazy. They would look at me like I had a hole in my face or something.
Right.
But now it's people know. Like even older people who aren't really so in touch with technology know what it is or have at least heard about it. But I think the biggest hurdle to mass adoption is that as it stands now, it takes a lot of knowledge and a lot of know-how in order to safely, because the reason why I say safely is because if you're dealing with Bitcoin, you're in charge of securing your funds. So, you know, if someone, you know, hacks into your funds or something, then it's your fault. You know, you don't have anyone to blame. Whereas
Yeah.
if you have your money in a
You can't
bank,
call customer service.
exactly, you can't call customer service. So
Yeah.
there's a big hurdle as far as the knowledge you need to safely and effectively maneuver in that space. So I think until some like second party or third party comes about and makes it more user friendly, I don't really think it's gonna be ready to really take over until that happens. Because either more people need to be educated and know how to use it and how to purchase it, how to store it, etc. Or there needs to be some huge company that's gonna say, "Look, we'll manage it for you. You just need this app or something." I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, the crossover. They always say, like, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it.
Yeah.
And if Bitcoin or some crypto
currency
yeah. Becomes the primary source of transactions, I think a lot of the ills in the, you know, the dodgy stuff we have with banks will seep into it. It'll be interesting if they could keep it out.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. But I think one thing that's interesting about the currencies is that I think a lot of old people will go for it. I think a lot of old people usually are hesitant about technology and change, but the thing that they have a lot of money that they're sitting on, usually older people, and they also don't trust the government. They've been around a long time. And so I think these cryptocurrencies are going to be very attractive to a lot of tech unsavvy people. What do you think about that?
I think you have a point. I think that's, probably more so than young people have money to invest. But I think that's, like I said before, it's just there's such a, you know, you really, I've spent like so many hours reading about these kind of technologies and just really obsessing over it. And I still feel like there's so much I don't know.
Right. So. Well, I guess we all got to learn.
Yeah. All right.